This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You dial toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can bring up anything. That's kind of the point here on Free Talk Live. Although we always bring stuff in that we wanted to discuss that you might find interesting. And one of the subjects that, Daryl, I know that you and I both find very interesting is secession.
Yes.
And Chris Wade is with us also from thinkpenguin.com. You're a big secession guy too, right? Like, you
absolutely
came out to some of the NH Exit events last year, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yeah. A few of them, I think.
I don't know. Have we done any this year? I don't remember.
I don't know about this year, but I definitely last year. I think it was mostly in the winter.
I think so.
Once in the winter and once in the spring.
I know we did July 4th last summer, not this past summer, but right. 2016.
Well, I did an outreach thing on the 3rd of July at the local baseball game that they have on Independence Day.
Yeah. You and Matt wound up passing stuff out. I was preparing for a half marathon.
Right. That's right. You met us afterwards. And so that went well, but we need to get a... Well, first of all, we need to get more libertarians to move to New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
Secondly, we need to get more libertarians who support secession to start doing things about that. And what I'd really like to see happen, I think that something that could really kind of spark, I don't know if it's going to spark a flame or anything like that, but it could at the very least spark some discussion, would be if you actually had a state representative put forth some kind of secession bill. The problem is most of the we have some libertarian state reps here. Libertarians have run as Republicans and Democrats, and they've gotten elected here. And then three of them actually flipped from Republican and Democrat to Libertarian within this last year. So New Hampshire actually has, unlike every other state, state representatives who are actual Libertarian Party members. But many politicians are afraid to touch this issue. Now, I can't say I've talked to every single one of them about this issue, but when I talk to some of the Liberty reps about, well, why don't you put in a bill to end the entire war on drugs? You know, like, why don't you put
political
in
capital?
Yeah. Why don't you put in a bill that a libertarian, you would expect from a libertarian? Mm-hmm. Like, not this tiptoeing around the edges, oh, let's legalize marijuana. No, the full-on end the war on drugs. Why not just put that forward? We know it's not going to work. Right? Like, I get that. It's the first time that something like that would have ever been proposed. Obviously,
right,
it's not going to pass. It has no chance of passing. But it would get a conversation started. It would force the people who are in favor of the war on drugs, or in this case, secession, it would force the people who are in favor of the status quo to come defend the status quo. Because in New Hampshire, every single bill... And every year there's like 800 plus of these things.
Yes.
Every single bill has to get a public hearing. And we've been to a lot of these hearings and gone and testified on them. But there's never been a proposal to have New Hampshire take a walk from the United States. And I think that, yes, obviously it wouldn't go anywhere. It's not going to pass the state house, likely on its first try. But at the very least, then you're going to have the advocates of the status quo come out and defend it. Put them on the defensive instead of the liberty community, because we'll come out and defend freedom. That's no problem. Freedom's under attack all the time.
Right.
There's 800 bills. Probably at least half of them are going to, or more than half of them. I don't know what you're the one who reads most of them, Daryl. You know, what percentage of those bills are liberty oriented versus how many are trying to destroy freedom?
I don't know.
It's a majority. It's probably a supermajority that are trying to destroy freedom. And so you've got libertarian state reps. You've got, folks like you, Daryl. You're a lobbyist for libertylobby.info.
Yes.
You're actually a crowdfunded lobbyist. So you go out there, and then, Chris, sometimes you and I will go out with some of the other folks from Keene and other people are from around the state. Libertarians, we'll take the day off from work
right
to go
all
and
the time.
And it's costly. I mean,
yeah, I do it all the time.
We'd rather be doing productive things, but we know that this is how you've got to stop these bad statist pro-government ideas. And it has worked on some, but not all. Not everything.
Well, it's not going to work every time, but it still works, I think. Regardless whether it works, you know, 10% of the time or 100% of the time, it still works.
But we're the ones coming out to, you know, defend freedom. Let's turn the tables. Let's start, you know, having these libertarian reps propose some real principled legislation that's, like, gonna wipe entire statutes off the books. Get rid of this crap.
Right.
So we're not quite there yet. And it would take somebody who's a state representative who just doesn't care about their so-called political capital. This is a term that basically is an excuse for not doing the most libertarian thing. And what it means when a politician says, well, I only have so much political capital, what that means is they are constantly having to, like, back scratch and log roll or whatever. They're having to be there and try to, like, make deals with these other politicians in order to vote on things or whatever, I guess. I mean, I guess that's just sort of, like, how politics
right.
works.
Let me give an example. And I'm not necessarily, you know, defending the entire concept of I can't introduce this because political capital, but on the other side, you do have state reps that introduce bills that whenever they show up as the prime sponsor, everybody in the committee collectively rolls their eyes.
Right.
Oh, this guy. So there's got to be a fine line between the I'm just going to, you know, go with the flow because political capital.
Yeah,
and
but,
being
okay, so
that guy.
I get what you're saying. Okay, so I'm going to give you my counter to that one, because we've never really had anybody give that. Like, you're giving that as an example, and you're right. That's probably one of the reasons why
that's
people don't want to do it.
There's got to be a fine line.
But I think the fine line is those guys are usually kind of crazy. Like, they can't put sentences together very effectively. I'm thinking of one guy in particular. There's another guy.
The guy that went to court not too long ago that
he
tried
can put
some
sentences
legal
together. There's another guy I was thinking of that's just not very well spoken. And then the legal theories guy, Dick Marple, who, you know, really nice guy. I like him personally. He's just too out there as far as, like, he's
right. And every committee that he goes before, there's the collective eye roll.
They don't want to hear from him. They don't care what he has to say. But he's not arguing for liberty, okay? And he's not taking a principled stand on freedom, right? So I think if somebody who is a state rep could go in there and communicate effectively the ideas of liberty, I think that would be much more valuable than somebody going in and talking about why we don't need what's an example of a good Dick Marple bill?
Something motor vehicles, something automobile, something driving and traveling are different.
Traveling is a right. He wanted to get rid of
vehicle registration for non-commercial vehicles,
right?
Because automobile and vehicle and something,
right? You can't drive. You have a right to travel, but you don't have a right to do commercial travel, is what he would say.
Yeah.
It's just this sort of obtuse, difficult.
And then he went on for like 15 minutes on something totally unrelated to the bill.
So somebody could get up there. Because we've got enough people who are good communicators, I think, in the state legislature. And just advocate to end the insane war on drugs. I mean, it's the sane viewpoint. And then you get the guys from Law Enforcement Action Partnership to come up there and back you up on that.
Yep.
So it's not like they would be all alone on these issues like the state reps that you're talking about. But that is the fear, I think, in some of the reps' minds, is that they'll be the next Dick Marple, and they don't want that. But then again, on the other hand, if you are only going to be there for one term, then who cares? Right, because if you're not worried about going back for the next term,
right? But no, at the same time, let's look at, you know, this thing that they call decriminalization that finally, after a decade, passed out of the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
You saw how long that took, so you need to be there for more than one term to really
to
be
keep
effective
pushing it, to keep pushing it. Mm. Yeah. That's true. But these are ideas. I mean, even if you are not there for another term,
somebody else might.
Let's give a really good example. Joe Hannon, former state rep. Mm-hmm. Dr. Joe Hannon, who even after being unseated as a state rep, still went and championed legislation through because he was able to find somebody to introduce a bill.
Yeah, so, I mean, we still have a lot of work to do with more libertarians needing to move here, needing to migrate. We need more people who care about liberty to make the move to New Hampshire. New Hampshire is already the freest of all the 50 states, according to the Freedom of the 50 States study and, you know, various other studies. But, yeah, New Hampshire is a great starting point to create more liberty in our lifetime. If you're interested in learning more about that, check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. It's a great little documentary. About an hour long. That'll lay it all down for you. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. If you are listening to the show later on via podcast, if you're a radio listener, then one of the ways you can help us is by thanking your local radio station for airing the show, thanking your local program director if you get the chance to shoot over an email or a phone call. That's one way you can help. If you're a podcast listener, best way to help us out is to, or one of the best ways to help us out is to leave a rating. So if you're downloading the show through, let's say, iTunes, which I think is a horrible platform, but almost everyone uses it. So if you're using iTunes, you can rate us there, as I understand it. You can, I think, leave a star rating and a text review, if you would like.
Yes, up to 5 stars. So okay. Dave Meltzer, who's a wrestling reviewer, he's actually broken his own scale by giving some matches more than 5 stars. So, Dave, if you're listening, you can't give us 6 stars. Okay. You can only give up to 5.
So you can do that. And if you do that, it probably helps other people find the show on those platforms. And
that's what I'm told.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, if somebody's show has been highly reviewed and reviewed well, it seems that the iTunes system will be more likely to share that show in top 10 lists or whatever.
And then, you know, like searching for a keyword, same thing on Amazon. If you go look for certain things, you can have it show by relevance or by rating.
So this helps us. Take a moment, if you've not yet rated the show on whatever platform, maybe Stitcher or wherever it is you're listening, find that rating system and rate us and review if you have the time to review. That's also much appreciated as well. Because people read that stuff. You know, they're interested in learning what other people think. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. So we were talking about independence, the Catalonian independence movement in Spain, probably one of the most exciting and interesting independence movements on the face of the planet right now. I know it's not the only one, so it's just the one we've been paying attention to. If you know of another one that's pretty interesting, you want to share that with us.
Please. Iraqi Kurdistan's also fairly interesting because, again, they had their vote the week prior.
Really?
And the Turks and the Syrians and the Iranians, they're not happy about it because, well, all of those countries also have fairly large Kurdish minorities in, you know, their own sort of Kurdistans in those countries, and they're afraid that, well, if Iraqi Kurdistan is able to break away from Iraq, then our Kurdistans are going to try breaking away from us, and we don't want that. So the Kurds have said that they're going to work in conjunction with other countries to prevent Kurdistan from actually leaving Iraq. The U.S. government doesn't want that to happen because they've got a vested interest in making sure that Iraq remains stable, whatever that actually means. You know, basically, well, we drew these lines on the map after World War One, and we need to make sure that these lines
stay
don't change.
Where they are, right?
Even though the lines in Europe have changed a great deal after World War One, the lines in Africa have changed a great deal since World War One,
and everything's okay when lines change
for the most part.
So, in Madrid, according to Reuters, Catalonia will be moving on Monday to declare independence from Spain after holding a banned referendum pushing the EU nation toward a rupture that threatens the foundations of its young democracy. Catalan President Charles Puigdemont said he favored mediation to find a way out of the crisis, but that Spain's central government had rejected this. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's government...
Rajoy,
government responded by calling on Catalonia to return to the path of law first before any negotiations, meaning you do what we say and then we'd be willing maybe to negotiate with you.
Right. Because, you know, we signed this treaty a long time ago that said that Catalonia is part of Spain and, you know, it's... You know, just there forever, perpetually. You can't break up with me.
Right. And this is the power struggle, I mean, all the way here. They're saying you've got to return to the path of law, which is, you know, do what we say, do what our courts say, be completely obedient, and then maybe we'll consider having a chat. No, that's not what you do. You don't subvert yourself for the very group that you're trying to leave. You don't follow their rules.
If your spouse is abusing you, You don't go to mediation before you leave the house and file for divorce.
Right.
You leave the house, file for divorce, and then you just cut off communication.
Which is why I don't think that the, you know, if we look at the United States and the secession movements that we have here, and they're much smaller and nowhere near as effective as Catalonia, but if we actually were to see a state move towards secession, to see a rise in interest in the people of that state in secession, what I would like to see happen is, instead of begging the government, if there's enough people in a state who are saying, let's get out of this United States thing, I don't think we should be asking the government's permission to leave. I don't think we need to be going and, you know, begging the Washington, D.C. masters to let us go. I think it's a much more strong position, like Catalonia is saying here, we're declaring independence over here. You know, we've taken a vote. The people of New Hampshire, or in this case Catalonia, have said they don't want to be part of this union anymore, so goodbye. Just like, we're done. See you later. You know, we're willing to work with you as far as, like, border checks or whatever would need to be put in place, maybe still allowing the military base or whatever, kind of like, you know, Guantanamo Bay exists next to Cuba, right? So, like, you know, it doesn't mean that we would have to kick, I mean, I'd like to kick the U.S. military out, but you know, that's not necessarily a requirement of secession, I don't think.
Right.
So, you know, we can negotiate some of this other stuff later, but for right now, we're just saying goodbye. We're no longer part of the United States. That, I think, is a much stronger position than going and supplicating yourself to these other states and hoping that three-fourths of them will, you know, amend the Constitution or whatever to allow you to leave.
That's why I'm really interested in the California thing. I know they're calling it Calexit, but that annoys me almost as much as just slapping gate to the end of anything when there's a controversy.
Right.
So, you know, like, what if there's a controversy about a gate?
Is a gate company.
Gate,
yeah.
Like, you know, bridge gate, this gate, that gate.
So dumb.
So the California, their proposal is, let's amend the California state constitution to strike the reference that we're an inseparable part of the United States of America.
Right.
And then there's the question of, well, then what happens? Well, we'll figure it out when it gets there.
Yeah.
Let's see how it happens. First, let's see if they're able to collect the, you know, 400,000 signatures they need to get it on their ballot, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's a starting point. It's
right.
It's very interesting to watch how this is playing out over in Spain, because the back and forth between the two sides has been fascinating, if not scary, because of the violence that's being shown.
Right, and one thing that's interesting, I think you talked about it on Monday or possibly Sunday, where the firemen went to try to protect the voters.
Yep.
And the Spanish police then started attacking the firemen.
Well, yeah, of course. But that is what happened, because, you know, the Spanish police are going to do everything possible to put a stop to this, because, you know, they see it as a major threat to their legitimacy. And if the firemen are threatening their legitimacy, they're going to put a truncheon to the head of a fireman. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, which is terrible to watch. I mean, some of the video of, you know, these Spanish cops attacking voters or people attempting to vote was pretty horrifying. But that's what people need to see, unfortunately.
Right.
It's what's going to wake a lot of people up that this is why we want to leave. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. You bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Catalan folks over in Catalonia, Spain, looking to secede from the Spanish government. They had a historic vote on Sunday where 90% of the voters who turned out voted in favor of secession.
Right.
And joining you in the studio here tonight, by the way, on Free Talk Live, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl. Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and you can watch us on YouTube, the webcam. You go to cam.freetalklive.com while we're live from 7 to 10 at night, Eastern Time, 7 nights a week, and you can watch us live. Or you can just go to youtube.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to our YouTube channel, where you can watch later on at your leisure, whenever you want. And it's all free. So cam.freetalklive.com or youtube.freetalklive.com. So more here from Reuters about the Catalonians planning to leave on Monday to declare their independence from Spain after this historic vote, which, as you pointed out, Monday is apparently Columbus Day.
In the U.S.
In the U.S., but Columbus was, from, I believe, dispatched from Spain.
Dispatched from Spain, originally from Italy.
So Mireya Boya, a Catalan lawmaker from the pro-independence Popular Unity Candidacy, or CUP party, said a declaration of independence would follow a parliamentary session on Monday to evaluate the results of the October 1st vote to break away. She said on Twitter, quote, "We know there may be disbarments, arrests, but we are prepared, and in no case will it be stopped." So let's give a little bit of background here of why she was saying, you know, it's not going to be stopped. Because it was announced that, you know, the next session of the Catalan Parliament is Monday. The Spanish central government then went to the Spanish courts to wind up getting a decision. And the Spanish courts said that it would be illegal for the Catalan Parliament to have a vote.
You mean the same Spanish courts that decided that the vote itself on Sunday of people was also an illegal vote?
That there was no vote, according to Mariano Rajoy. Well, that there was no vote because, see, we took all of the ballots and the ballot boxes and they closed down a bunch of... Right. And see, those were privately printed ballots, not government printed, so therefore invalid. All of it was invalid, according to the Spanish central government.
Yeah, and they basically called the people who were doing it, the organizers, treason. I mean, they called them treasonous.
Right. The Guardian reports the court warned that any session carried out in defiance of the ban would be null and that Parliament's leaders would face criminal charges if they ignore the court order.
Null is a legal term that basically, you know, you create a nullity. It's something that doesn't exist legally,
right,
is the way they are seeing it. So even though they're going to meet on Monday, this woman says that it in no case will be stopped. They're planning to meet and declare independence.
Now, see, the court said that it didn't happen, so therefore it doesn't matter. You can meet, but then that's an unlawful gathering because, see, we have this rule on unlawful assemblies.
Right.
And
our
didn't get our
paper.
Permission.
Right. Our words on paper over here say things different than what you say, so therefore we win because we've got more men with guns.
Carme Forcadell, the president of the Catalan Parliament, said Monday's session had not yet been formally convened, but that the court's decision to suspend it, quote, harms freedom of expression and the right of initiative of members of the parliament and shows once more how the courts are being used to solve political problems.
Mm-hmm.
The Catalan government is understood to be meeting to discuss its response to the latest move by the court. It has previously ignored the constitutional court's rulings, not least its order to suspend the referendum itself. In a television address on Wednesday, the Catalan president, Carlos Puigdemont, repeated his calls for mediation and dialogue with the Spanish government, but said the results of the vote would be put before the parliament. Quote, "On Sunday, we had a referendum under the most difficult circumstances and set an example of who we are. Peace and accord is part of who we are. We have to apply the results of the referendum. We have to present the results of the referendum to the parliament." Speaking ahead of Thursday's court decision, the Spanish Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, said the situation would only escalate further if the Catalan government carried on the path of a unilateral declaration.
Now, who said this?
Mariano Rajoy, the Spanish Prime Minister.
Right, so he's doing the bidding of the Spanish government.
Right, he's the guy that said something to the effect of, "We didn't want to send in the police, but they made us do this. They made us. You defied our court order. You are making... I'm not doing this of my own free will. This you are making me."
And they say this on a... I've heard this in the courts here in New Hampshire.
I've heard local police. "I don't want to arrest you, but
you're making me
do this."
Same thing's true. Yeah. Like the cops, when they arrested you this year, Chris, earlier this year for crossing the street, you know, they could say, "Well, you know, you made us do that by you going out into the street. We had to arrest you. It was all your fault of what we did to you." And so they never take responsibility for their own actions. They act as though when they're enforcing their precious statutes or ordinances or laws or what they believe their interpretation of them is, whether they're correct or not, they act as though that is something they're not doing it to you. You're doing it to yourself because you voted for this.
Or, well, you live here. It doesn't matter if you voted or not. You live here, and because, you know, then it's implied consent because, you know,
you don't
social
leave.
Contract.
Yeah.
you're still within the reach of my baton, so therefore you're consenting to me assaulting you. Rahoy continued by saying, is there a solution? Yes, there is. And the best would be a return to legality the and the swiftest possible confirmation that there won't be unilateral independence declared, because that way, still greater harm could be avoided.
Meaning greater harm to the innocent people of Catalonia who might still want to secede, especially after being already beaten by the Spanish government. He's talking about hurting even more people.
And something that's very interesting here, and I'm glad The Guardian points this out, the Spanish central government has refused to rule out invoking Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution.
What's that?
The article that's never actually been used, but makes provision for the central government to take control of an autonomous region
if it does not fulfill
the obligations imposed upon it by the Constitution or other laws or other acts in a way that is seriously prejudicial to the general interests of Spain. So, Mariano Rajoy is saying, no, you're in violation of all these things. Well, invoke Article 155 and just go crack skulls further.
That's what he's going to do.
Right now, he's just cracking skulls. He's not even invoking the rule that allows him to crack skulls.
it just goes to show that it doesn't matter whether they don't follow their own rules. But what you're saying is, the 155 would allow them to do more than crack skulls. It would allow them to literally take over the governing region of Catalonia, which is supposed to be so-called autonomous or an autonomous region in Spain. So maybe that's what his next threat is going to be here. He's saying, well, we don't want to keep harming you, so you better get back in line or else we're going to have to keep hurting you.
Was there a violent some sort of violent revolution where people had guns in the past?
I
can't recall whether it was Spain or some other.
Didn't they overthrow their other dictator guy, Francisco Franco? What happened with
the 70s? I don't remember the details, but he was thrown out and then they reconstituted in 1978. So, in the grand scheme of how old countries
are, very new.
There's a really interesting YouTube video of what's the oldest country, and they point out, well, it really depends on how you define country. Is it based on when the Constitution was adopted? Is it based on this thing, this other thing? So the answer is anything from Egypt being several thousand years old to China being a few thousand years old to San Marino that has had the same form of governance since like the year 903.
If you want to join us, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts, welcome, whether it's on Spanish independence or Catalonian independence, I suppose you should say. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And this is Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquid Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Spanish courts attempting to block the Catalan parliament from declaring independence. And it sounds like they're willing to move in troops into the parliament based on what has been suggested here. There's a special provision in the Spanish Constitution that allows the Spanish government to literally just go in and seize any kind of area of the country that is seen as possibly going against the grain, so to speak here.
Right. Now it's Article 155, and Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has not ruled out invoking it, but they've not actually revoked it. They've just gone in and, you know, cracked heads.
And did you see the post? There was a post from Wikipedia. WikiLeaks. A post from WikiLeaks is Julian Assange pointing out the ominous painting that was behind the Spanish. I guess they've got a king over there. I didn't even know that until this last week. But King Felipe or King Philip VI, I think it is, or fourth. Anyway, there's been a few Philips apparently over in Spain. And this guy got on television and started to talk trash to the Catalans and basically, you know, said that this is illegal, so on and so forth. King Philip branded Sunday's referendum in the northeastern Spanish region illegal and undemocratic. And while he was speaking, he was standing in front of a painting with some guy holding a truncheon behind him, which, of course, you know, is the police in Spain are more than happy to use against the independence activists. In fact, according to the BBC, pro-independence Catalans have defied King Philip VI's warning. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont told the BBC he would declare independence at the end of this week or the beginning of next. Now we know they're planning to do it on Monday. The European Union said it was, quote, time to talk, unquote, to find a solution to the crisis in Catalonia. No, it seems to me that the time for talking is well beyond gone at this point. These people are fed up to the brim. They've had enough of the Spanish federal government, and I don't blame them for not wanting to sit down and have a chat or go through mediation.
Right.
And as one of their leaders pointed out, this Puigdemont guy, as he pointed out, the Spanish people did not want to sit down and talk. They'd offered previously to sit down and talk, to negotiate something, but they weren't interested in that because the Spanish federal government believes they are fully within their legal rights to keep this group, the Catalan region, to keep them within Spain, and they're just not budging on that position.
Right.
Even if it's hurting their legitimacy, and it sure is when they go around hurting peaceful people and, like, literally attacking voters, pulling them by their hair, throwing them around, drop-kicking them off of stairwells. I mean, it's just a crazy situation that happened on Sunday when these folks were trying to vote, which absolutely damaged the already damaged reputation of the Spanish federal government.
Right.
Commission Vice President Franz Timmermans said the Spanish Constitution must be followed. Mr. Timmermans, addressing European Parliament, described the images of violence from Catalonia as saddening, but he emphasized the importance in upholding the rule of law.
And in an interview with German newspaper Bild, Puigdemont said that he has not discounted the possibility that he could be arrested.
No doubt.
But says he's not afraid. Quote, I'm not surprised anymore about what the Spanish government is doing. My arrest is also possible, which would be a barbaric step.
And that's exactly what you would expect from these people at this point. So kudos to him for showing a level of commitment that you just don't see out of politicians. Right? Mm. Politicians are known for having no spine. They're known for being incredibly cowardly, and they're known for, you know, just trying to punish their friends or punish their enemies and help their friends with other people's money. Yeah. And so when a politician like this actually comes out and says, I'm willing to put my own freedom on the line here, that I hope will inspire others to join him, others in the political ranks to join him, because once the government has gone past a certain point of no return with its violence, with its oppression, then at some point you really don't have that much to lose.
Right.
I mean, these people are willing to do anything at all to you, and unless you want to leave and, you know, cut out and run and go to some other land and live as quietly as you can, you know, in some other country and, you know, just kind of live out the rest of your life, if you're willing to stand up for something, then you have to be willing to be cut down.
Right.
You have to be willing to pay the ultimate price for what you believe in. Now, I'm not saying that you have to do that. You know, like I said, you can always go and run. But if you are, you know, truly committed to an idea, then you got to put everything you have behind that. And you have to realize that at any time they can hurt you. They can at any time destroy your life. They can at any time come into your home, kill your dog, kill your family members. They can do horrifying things to you, and in many cases they will do those things.
Yes.
In order to protect their perception of legitimacy, which of course only damages their legitimacy ultimately. But the thing is, the government's damaged both ways. It's just the
right.
Question is, what in which way are they damaged less? Are they damaged more by not doing anything and looking impotent? Because there are some people out there who be like, well, how come the Spanish government isn't standing up against these people? They're trying to leave. They're flouting the law. They're just ignoring the rule of law. There's people out there watching the Spanish government who, let's call them loyalists,
right,
who are with the Spanish government, and they want to see heads cracked.
Right. It's like the Americans that blame James Buchanan for the Civil War happening, even though James Buchanan is not the one that sent federal troops into the seceding states. It was Abraham Lincoln that did that. But, well, because he didn't send in the troops, that's what caused the war to happen. No. No. That's like, you know, again, blaming non-drivers for drunk drivers causing a car crash. Well, because you weren't on the highway, it's your fault that guy wound up rear-ending somebody.
Right. So whenever the state is faced with a rebellion like this, or they're even if it's just faced with something small, like a little act of civil disobedience,
yeah,
or a small group acting in civil disobedience. In the case of Catalonia, we're talking about thousands and thousands of
millions. And there's a quote from Puigdemont here. Yeah. He said he was disappointed by the king's intervention, saying, quote, "The king endorses the discourse and policies of the government of Rajoy, which have been catastrophic for Catalonia and deliberately ignoring the millions of Catalans who do not think like them." He added, "Not like this. Your decision yesterday disappointed many people in Catalonia." Of the 5.3 million registered voters in Catalonia, 2.26 million showed up.
Yep.
And some people, again, they point, well, see, look how small the voter turnout was. That's an illegitimate vote. But yet, if we had 43% voter turnout in a midterm election in the United
That'd
States,
be a decent vote.
They would say, look how high the voter right. turnout was.
Right. Hypocrisy.
And, you know, also there were a lot of people that may have tried to go vote, but because their local polling place had been shut down by the Spanish central government, they didn't know where another polling place was, or maybe they did, but they went to that one, and that one was shut down, too. So how many
people tried to vote and were scared?
How many people tried to vote
How many people didn't try because they were scared?
Find a polling place. How many people tried and wound up getting their heads cracked in? Because there were hundreds of people that wound up being harmed by Spanish police.
So, according to the story here, Spain's High Court has summoned the head of Catalonia's regional police force to testify as a suspect in an investigation of alleged sedition inciting rebellion against the state. So, yeah, they're going after the cops in Catalonia. If they're going after the cops, they definitely very well could go after Puigdemont and the other right. Political leaders over there. And there's a lot of risk involved in taking these actions, which is why it's hard to find people to stand up like this. It's why the government really has to push people to the brink of they're so frustrated. They know that if they stay on their current course, things are going to get worse. But they also know that if they alter their course and they go towards secession or they go towards this drastic solution, that things are going to get worse, maybe even faster than if they just sort of done nothing. But ultimately, if they succeed, the prize of independence is so worth it if they can actually succeed.
Yeah, you know, there seem to be some parallels between the Catalan independence here and the American independence of 240 years ago.
Let's talk about that coming up. You've got some make some notes. Let's get into parallels between American independence, which needs to happen again.
And there are also some differences, like the fact that the colonies of the United States were separated by a big giant ocean.
Good point. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I suspect that, you know, the Spanish government probably has a lot more military might at their disposal than, say, the UK government would have back in the 1700s. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.